Oh, here comes Aunt Hilda, Mr. Kraft.
$10 says he kisses her.
$20 says she throws up.
And that is when I packed up everything I owned into my 72 Dodge Charge. And I just left Muncie and headed for Westbridge.
No. Good night.
You know, I had a wonderful time tonight, Hilda. A heavy heart, beloved, have I borne from year to year until I saw thy face.
Oh, would you look at the time? I really Isn't it your car rolling down the hill? Whoa. Quick, she's coming. Hey, what are you guys doing?
A heavy heart, beloved, I have borne from year to year.
Hold me, Willard.
A cat is doing an imitation of me kissing my niece's vice principal. So this is my lowest moment. So where did Mr. Kraft take you?
The cattle auction.
There's a man who likes his beef fresh.
No, he just likes to know the price of cattle. We skip dinner. He's on a diet. Whenever he's hungry, he drinks iced tea. He hasn't lost any weight, but at least he's jittery.
I don't know what to say. Is that a fun day for people your age?
No. Willard's one of those people who hit middle age and just forgot how to have fun.
Hildegard Antoinette Spellman. You used my laptop again without asking.
And then there are some people who are middle-aged their whole lives.
The purpose of the laptop is to help discover cures for the problems of the world. Not to make fudge.
I'm sorry, Zelda. Boy, this has not been a good night for me.
Well, at least you don't have to go out with Mr. Kraft anymore.
Actually, I'm seeing him again this weekend.
What?
Well, he may be a bad date, but when you live as long as we do, you have a lot of Friday nights to fill.
Well, I feel refreshed.
Oh, here, maybe I can help.
Have you ever tried anger therapy?
Now try it.
Oh, it usually works on the one in the faculty lounge.
Sabrina, look. The PTA is sponsoring a ski trip to Vermont this weekend. Let's sign up.
I can't believe the PTA actually came up with something fun to do. Let's see how they ruin this.
I'm so glad they picked you to chaperone the ski trip.
Well, you know my motto, fun with discipline.
Did your hope die first or mine?
Motion passed. All nut items will be eliminated from future bake sales due to Janitor Bill's allergic reaction. And I am told he is finally breathing on his own again. Okay, next up, we need to vote on how to spend the money that last year's seniors left.
Loser.
Perfect. Well, I think we should spend it sponsoring the cheerleaders to go to a unique cheerleading workshop in France.
Please.
So the brightest and best of today's youth taking their American values over to the godless countries in Europe. I think that is a nifty idea. Any other proposals?
I think we should get a drinking fountain that works. Not only would it benefit our class, but the entire student body.
Okay, well, let's vote. All those in favor of the drinking fountain, raise their hands. And all those in favor of sending our cheerleaders to camp, raise their hands. Okay, motion passed. Congratulations, Libby. Enjoy Europe.
Mr. Kraft, more people raised their hands in favor of the water fountain.
And I used my veto to overrule them.
But I thought a student government was supposed to be democratic.
And I am certain that our forefathers would have wanted our cheerleaders to see Paris.
And Brussels on the weekend.
Sabrina, have you been using my laptop again without asking?
If you're proud of my initiative, then yes.
Well, I'm not.
Isn't that going to make dressing a problem?
What did you make with my laptop?
Hair mousse. But you would really understand if you could have seen what my hair looked like that day.
I am making a new house rule. No one plays with my laptop, period. No matter how hungry you are, no matter how ungroomed.
Oh, but what if...
No.
And how about if...
No.
She's waffling.
Okay, now, in order to ensure everyone's safety on this trip, I have established a few simple guidelines.
No snacking between meals? Lights out at 8 o'clock?
No laughing?
And since we'll be staying at my ex-father-in-law's condo to save a little bit of money, everyone will have to pitch in with the chores.
Oh. Will we get paid?
You will be paid with up to 45 minutes a day of ski time, mister. Well, since it's about 10 minutes until school starts, I'm sure you've got some homework you've forgotten or some property to destroy.
True.
Obviously, he's never been loved. Sad. Perfectly understandable, but sad.
The guy's completely forgotten what it's like to be a teenager.
Well, there was some way to remind him. I'll be back before Homer's over.
Where are you going?
To zap bitty doo die into the hall. See ya.
Are you sure about this? Zelda was pretty explicit about not going near this thing.
She said not to play with it. She also said the laptop was for curing problems of the world, and Mr. Kraft is definitely a problem of the world.
Whatever. But if she knew you were brewing a potion to make Mr. Kraft understand teenagers, I know what she'd say. Hint, it rhymes with woe.
Oh, it worked. Candy?
Nah, it'd probably break out.
For a teenager's outlook on life, take 3 candies. Caution, may result in the ability to eat an entire box of cereal. Perfect, I'll just slip a few into his iced tea. The game is afoot.
Miss Spellman, why have you been following me around all morning?
It's your cologne, Mr. Kraft. It's so great that I want to buy some for my friend Harvey.
Well, you can think about my Old Spice in detention.
But what's my crime?
Smelling the vice principal. Well, that's funny. I seem to be out of detention slips. You just wait right here while I go to the supply closet. Now, what are you doing with my iced tea?
I just thought you might be thirsty.
Miss Spellman, kissing up is a way of life, not just something you do when it suits you.
Mr. Kraft, are you all right?
We need tunes. What is this? Detention. You can feel detention in the room, huh?
Got the ski trip chores. I have to paint the living room.
Mr. Barber? Loser.
Mr. Kraft?
Hey.
You want something?
Hey! Party! Nice move.
So, ski trip? I am packing supplies for water balloons.
Do we still have to clean the place?
We'll just fake it. You know, spread potpourri everywhere, make sure there's paper in the junk. Did I ever tell you guys about the time my toenail got infected and turned, like, completely green?
Excuse me, Mr. Kraft.
What?
I need you to sign this so the cheerleaders can get our trip to Europe approved.
Later. Then it
Please?
Falls off.
I took the liberty of filling in all pesky link parts.
Gimme. Then the nail falls off. Next day, I find the thing floating around in my sock. How gross is that? Okay. There.
Super.
You really want this, don't you, huh? 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 You want it? You want it?
Harvey, too fast! Harvey, I'm open.
Who was that to, Kinkle?
Ew.
Oh.
the world's smallest violin playing the world's saddest song just for you.
Wow. He seems different.
I know.
You're kidding. He played Smells Like Teen Spirit with his nose?
Four verses. The spell is working way better than expected.
Unbelievable. I wonder how it's affecting his date with Hilda.
He's on a date with Aunt Hilda?
Willard, I can't tell you how much fun I had tonight. How did you ever guess that man's weight?
Well, that was easy. You know, he's just a big tub of goo.
Well.
Jeez, I... Wow! Touchdown, Kraft!
Hi, Aunt Hilda. How was your date?
Great. We threw softballs at clowns. We held hands at the funhouse. We spit off the monorail. I'm crazy about Willard Kraft.
Okay, so she's in love with someone who's under a spell, but at least I'm not in trouble.
Is that the bus?
No, it's the same street sweeper that went by 10 minutes ago.
Better get here. I'm starting to feel a camaraderie with you people. Well, here comes Mr. Kraft. I'm sure there's an explanation. Mr. Kraft, why is the bus so late?
Hire the bus. I told my mother to remind me. I'm sorry.
Well, okay, so I goofed.
It's just not the end of the world.
I'm sure we can fix this somehow.
What can we do?
I know. I'll race you to the arcade.
I really think we should stay here and make sure everyone gets a ride home.
Okay, you do that. Come on.
If you leave, I'm going to have to report you.
He'll be back with some help.
Right. After he stops mooning us.
Why are the halls such a mess?
Can you hear? Mr. Kraft forgot to pay the janitors, so they're on strike. Avoid the bathrooms.
Kidding, I didn't know he took care of that. Or that.
Why has he been acting totally weird lately?
I hadn't really noticed.
Listen up, butt brains. Everyone has to write a report on last night's Team Knight Rider.
Fake you out.
Okay, maybe he has been acting a little strange. Gotta go.
Bonjour.
Salem, it's me.
So, what's the haps?
It's the spell. You've got to find something in the magic book to reverse it. Mr. Kraft keeps getting younger and younger.
Freeze! NYPD, we're going downtown.
And I think he's been watching way too much TV. What's going on? Why isn't anyone eating?
Mr. Kraft forgot to sign a food order, and it was tamale day.
Who would have thought? I guess Mr. Kraft is in charge of more stuff than just detention.
I'm hungry. And I'm not very nice when I'm hungry.
So it's a nutrition problem.
Mr. Kraft, all these students are very hungry and there is no food.
Well, if you're a girl, go fix lunch.
That's Neanderthal.
That's Neanderthal.
Mr. Kraft, the students need lunch and they need it now.
Well, I have 2 roll-ups, a jawbreaker, some ABC gum, and I'm willing to share.
You are the vice principal of this school, and it is your responsibility to order the darn food.
It's not.
It's too.
Not infinity.
I can't talk to you. This is a ridiculous conversation.
It's not.
Oh, don't.
I'm hungry.
We have the statewide exams coming up in a week, and one of the things that's going to be on them is quadratic equations.
This is Vice Principal Kraft.
It's 3 times what I do.
Now that I have your attention, I just wanted to say that even though lunch today was like totally not my fault, I'm going to make it up to you guys by letting you go home for 3 weeks.
3 weeks? We'll never get ready for the exams. We'll lose our accreditation.
But we'll catch up on our soaps.
Oh, your uncle is calling you on the payphone.
Uncle Salem? What'd you find out?
You didn't mix the potion with hemlock, did you?
Of course not.
That's the only way I could be messing up.
Unless you mixed it with caffeine, but no one's that stupid.
I did. I mixed it with caffeine in iced tea.
Oh, no. Everyone knows you don't put an aging potion in with caffeine.
Did the Surgeon General make that warning?
It causes the container to absorb the potion. Every time Mr. Kraft makes a pitcher of iced tea, he gets more potion.
I have to get that carafe.
Yes.
And be careful, 99.
What?
You are so young.
Ha!
Mr. Kraft, I didn't know you were in here. But then, again, I didn't look in what appears to be your fort. But since you are here, I'll go.
Tag, you're it. You're gonna catch me.
You're right, I'm very bad at this game. I quit.
Oh, tag, I'm in. All right, pain tag. If I catch you, I'll give you pain.
I don't want to play.
Give me a bird.
Heavy pillow tag.
No fair. No fair. Ow! I'm telling.
Did you get the carafe?
No, but apparently I have cooties. There has to be some other solution.
Good luck. I've torn that book apart looking. Literally.
Well, there's only one thing to do. I'm gonna have to ask an aunt.
Might I suggest Aunt B? She was nice.
Hi.
Hi, sweetie. I didn't hear you come in.
Well, I'm in. And I'm studying witch stuff, and I need some help.
Sure. Don't touch that green goo. It's a little radioactive.
Well, let's say a person put a spell on another person, and they thought that spell would end at a certain time, but it didn't.
Who'd you put a spell on?
Aunt Zelda. It's hypothetical. So how would you reverse this hypothetical problem spell?
Well, first, I'd tell my aunt what's going on.
You know, where's Aunt Hilda? Maybe she can help.
She's on a date with Mr. Kraft.
Really?
Willard, would you mind getting off the floor?
I'm bored.
Well, then why don't we talk? I really had a great time yesterday. I don't remember when I laughed so much. What are you doing? Oh. Here.
Here's your petit filet.
Yeah.
Here's your chocolate sundae. Anything else?
More cherries.
Wish I was brave enough to order dessert for dinner, but then I like my health.
I want that.
Oh. I'm the same way. Someone's food always looks better, but not this time. Oh, how romantic. Are you okay?
I want to go home.
Well, I'd like to finish my meal.
I want
to
go home.
Stop that!
Would your date like some crayons?
Rush order on the cherries. Sabrina.
You know, these days, a lot of restaurants will put leftovers in a bag for you.
Where's the Kraft?
Oh, he's asleep in the car. The ride really tuckered him out. Poor little fella.
Oh, well, I'm pretty tuckered out myself. Good night.
Hold it. What spell did you put on Willard?
Hilda, before you start pointing fingers, please remember one important fact. Sabrina put me up to it. Are you going to finish that potato morsel on your collar?
What are you making?
It's an anti-youth potion. One part prune juice, one part Miami Beach tap water, just a pinch of Buddy Epsom salt.
I'll give him the medicine. I hate to say this, but I can't wait to get the old Mr. Kraft back.
You don't change people's personalities. And if you do, you don't mix it with caffeine.
All right, Mr. Kraft, let's get your dignity back. Here comes the choo-choo train. Choo-choo, 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 choo-choo.
That noise is going on your permanent record, Sabrina. What's going on here? How did I end up here?
We were at dinner, and you got sick and passed out.
Oh, dear Lord, what happened to you?
Had to dive across the nachos to keep you from hitting your head. Good one.
Oh, thank you. Listen, I insist on buying you another dinner, and I'm not leaving here until you say yes.
Say yes. Oh, all right.
Sabrina, something very odd is going on here, and I can't help but think that you were responsible.
Oh, well, you know, that could be a sign of a concussion.
Well, we will visit this area again. Hmm? Hilda? Tuesday? Mm-hmm. Black Angus night at the Stockyards.
If I come home with a steer, it's sleeping in your bedroom.
Too much iced tea.
No, that's the only thing my doctor could think of.
Detention? What for?
New policy. Detention is now based solely on personal resentments. I love you.
Libby, what's the matter?
What's the matter? I thought you believed in the work of cheerleaders. But it turns out that you are no more than an educator.
Isn't that a little harsh? Especially since you haven't seen this yet.
3 tickets to the Loire Valley Cheerleading Symposium? Oh, Mr. Kraft, I'm all choked up.
Well, I'd give you something for your dry throat, but I'm afraid our drinking fountain is still broken.
Well, it looks like the Mr. Kraft we've always known and loved is back.
Yeah. It's nice to have lunch and lights and clean school. I guess we should be grateful for him.
What?
Now I'm grateful.
Okay, so I ruined the ski trip for everyone, and I turned the school inside out. But isn't being grounded enough? Why do I have to mix this stuff up?
It's just Zelda's way of teaching us to respect the laptop.
Why would she have me make Limburger frappe? Oh, man, this stuff smells like something that's already been eaten.
Come on, how bad could it be? It's just cheese.
Salem? And Hilda and Zelda, help! Salem's fainting!
Oh, Salem, you are brilliant.
Easy, easy. Don't choke.